Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way. Whoop, whoop.
Hello and welcome. We're back in a minute from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 506. We very much appreciate your patronage. You have no idea. If you would like to reach out to us, please do. The email address is mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Additionally, you can send us, or you can call us. Leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. You also can subscribe. We do. I was just telling somebody about our model this weekend, and how that if you subscribe to the show, he was asking like how we do it, what, you know, do we do more for subscribers? And I said, yes, in fact, we do. If you subscribe to the show, you get all the bonus content that we do here. You get the bonus Bri solo show. You get the after show, all delivered to whatever podcast app you're using to listen. It's $5 a month. Click the link in the show notes and subscribe there. We very much appreciate and love the people that consider us important enough to them to subscribe. So thank you for that. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how's it going, buddy?
It's going well. The one thing that bums me out about the very beginning of the new year like the last, pretty much the last month, I pretty much tell every task and project I had to fuck off. Yeah. And so like today I had to deal with my car registration, like the parking license and homework, and I had to go to City Hall. Just shit. I have an issue with my home alarm that I had to deal with the company. Like there's just a bunch of stuff that I just pushed off because it's like, it's the holidays. Like, no, I got other things going on. I'll deal with it in the new year. And then it's like the grim reality of being like, I got a bunch of shit I got to take care of.
Yeah,
but
you're circling back. Let's circle back in the new year. You're circling back now.
Yeah. Now's the circle.
Yeah.
But once you know, like the going to parties and different things at the holidays slows down, I start consuming a lot of TV and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I got some recommendations.
Okay, hit me.
Chappelle, always good.
Loved
even
it.
Though
yeah
even though and I loved it
yeah
but I and I like that he's just won't let it go I'd be cool if he moves on from the trans stuff. It's he's funny about how he does it, but like my god, this is like three specials mostly focusing on trans.
I know. Yeah,
he did, but he's so
it was
he's
a good
so
angle
funny
though.
in it's a great angle and he's always funny on what he does. Gary Gulman on HBO Max or whatever.
Keep seeing the icon. I've been wanting to watch that. I'm going to watch that.
Born on Third Base. He's talking about growing up as a poor Jew. He's like, I know there are some of us that were poor Jews, but it's a really like solid special. It's very funny. One that I turned off after 15 minutes. Don't watch is Ricky Gervais.
I've
liked him in the past.
Yeah.
But like, he's like, ooh, I'm going to say some stuff that's going to blow your mind. Like, I'm going to say that, you know, there's only two different sexes. And, you know, like, he's taking the bad Chappelle approach.
Yeah.
With the trans stuff. And it's just, sucks.
That ground's been trod, you know, like it's not, there's not a new angle there. And that's kind of right. Hack.
Chappelle can still do it funny. Yeah. He cannot. On Prime, Saltburn. It's a super fucked up movie, and I liked Super Fucked Up, super fucked up.
And what's his, Barry Keoghan gets his dick out. How is it? What's the review? Pieced up?
I thought it looked like good.
Yeah.
I
good.
Wouldn't say, I wouldn't healthy. Say like, you know, that side dick of Ben Affleck in the shower and Gone Girl.
Yeah.
But still, he doesn't sign up for that scene.
Right.
If he knows he's not working with something.
Right. Yeah. You got to be put together. Look, ever since I found out, Ziggy from season two of The Wire went with a prosthetic. I'm jaded. I feel like no one shows their real dick anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of somebody that I hope isn't showing his real dick, The Curse, I believe it's on Paramount Plus.
So good. It's so Nathan good.
Fielder.
It's so good.
I've watched 9 episodes. The 10th premieres on Friday, and Nathan Fielder is known in this show. He's got a tiny dick, and they show him pissing with this little tiny dick.
Amazing. And his father-in-law Corbin Burnson also has a tiny
shares.
Dick.
Yeah. And that show, I've kind of binged it like one day after another.
Yeah.
But I warn you, I love Nathan Fielder humor and stuff.
Yeah.
This feels more like a Benny Safdie. This feels like you're watching Uncut Gems every week. Like, it's super uncomfortable, but I like it.
Yeah, it's a slow burn. The scenes, they let the scenes really play out. So you got to be in it. And then it's shot kind of, it's not documentary style, but it is kind of like where you'll be looking through the window or down from a ceiling while these people. So it's like, it's kind of voyeuristic in that sense. And it, like, everybody's just like, you're not sure who the good guy is and the bad guy is. And they're probably all bad guys. And I will say this, and I have more on this later. I'll let you finish your list. I'm going to let you finish. Emma Stone, a newfound. I get that I'm late to the party on this, and no, I don't want to fuck her.
She's a good actress.
She's a really good actress. And
she's so good in this.
She's so good in this because a lot of times she just emotes with her expressions because she goes from feeling one way to another, and she doesn't say anything. She just gives a look, and she is really fantastic. She makes a show. And tonight, Ed, they were in L.A., they're having a premiere of the final episode with Nathan Fielder and Benny Safdie. And I was like, I couldn't go, but I was like, fuck, that would be cool to go to. Okay, continue.
And they're all good. Like, Safdie is so good. I'm just saying, I've watched every episode of Nathan For You.
Yeah,
I love him. He's funny.
Yeah.
But I think he's tweaked. Like, it's co-written by Benny Safdie and Nathan Fielder.
Yeah.
I think the funny, Nathan's awkward and goes to the comedy class. Yeah. That's Nathan Fielder.
Yeah.
But the overall tone of people are really shitty behind the scenes. Yeah. It feels very Benny Safdie.
Yeah.
It feels like Uncut Gems.
Yeah. And a closer Nathan Fielder thing would be the, in the rehearsal when he's living with that one chick, where it's so
amazing.
It's so awkward. And I mean, it's fucking genius. And it's one of those shows where I'm like, because I've been watching it every week as it comes out. My chick got really into it right away. And so I'm always like, I wasn't thinking this episode's coming out. But then when it would end, I would be like, fuck, where's this going? And I'm still, I've seen the whole thing. And I'm like, what's happening here? Where's it? Where
for
is
people
it
who don't know what this is, it's like an HGTV show.
Yeah.
A couple that's going to flip houses and they want to do good by the environment. You've seen, I've never watched these shows, but I've seen the trailers of these shows.
I think they're shitting on the people in Waco. I don't know their names. They're called Magnolia something that are a married couple that does this. Yeah.
But the relationship isn't real.
Yes.
And their intentions, well, we want to be do-gooders, but we actually, don't really care. We just want to seem like we're do-gooders.
Yeah.
It's just, it's good, but it's a.
And who's good and who's bad? And then they alluded to, sorry to get too into this, but also fuck off. They allude briefly to how, because his character, Asher, is not from New Mexico, and they so when they're interviewing him, he's interviewing him, he goes, so what brought you here? He goes, well, work. And he goes, well, wasn't it for another relationship? And he goes, yeah. And then he goes, how'd that work out? Oh, well, it ended. I feel like that's going to come up in the last episode, because they just kind of breezed off it there. Like, why even add that detail to his backstory if we're not going to see more of that?
And Benny Safdie is awesome. His character is
so good.
He's the guy filming them.
Yes.
And he's tweaking everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. He's tweaking everybody to get some drama in the show, but he's fucking with people's lives,
which is
it's a great show.
And also the I'm the captain now guy. A lot of the people,
I love him.
Yeah. Like everyone else pretty much, I think, is just like a local hire. They're just using like the people from the shot in New Mexico. I think there's most of the people are just like local actors or just regular ass people that they're using. But then you know, there's Corbin Burnson and there's the I'm the captain now guy. And it's just like those little moments are fucking great.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. And then finally, I would say Apple. I just watched the new season of Slow Horses, Gary Oldman's show. Yeah. It's a British spy show filled with like people that have been kind of their careers have been derailed. They're like MI6 people, but their careers have been derailed, and they're all in like a forgotten unit. Led by a very disheveled Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
And each season is like 5-6 episodes. So it's, they've done 3, but it's like not a tough, you know, oh, I've got 30 episodes to get to. Like, I bet there's been less than 20 total episodes in 3 seasons.
Oh, I'm into that. I love Gary Oldman. He's amazing.
Yeah. He's always good. Amazing. And he plays a really good piece of shit.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of Emma Stone.
Yeah.
I love the films of Yorgos Lanthimos. I've seen them all.
I haven't seen the new one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to proffer a review, and there's going to be a mild spoiler here, but it happens early in the movie.
Okay.
Because I only saw a portion of the movie. And so here's what I'll tell you. I knew going in that it was a Frankenstein's monster type of setup. I know it's.
And this Yorgos, he made The Lobster. What else he made?
He made Killing of a Sacred Deer, Dogtooth. Right. The his big one was The Favorite. With Emma Stone. It's a great movie. But his movies are all a little unsettling. Like the world is kind of weird and there's jarring things in the movie. But this one, Emma Stone is like the Frankenstein's monster, and Willem Dafoe is there, and he's the doctor,
the best.
And he's so good, Ed. He's
always good.
He's doing a mild Scottish accent that he comes in and out of, and he's just fucking chewing up the scenery. And Emma Stone is very good, but so the deal is that she's. I thought it was like a Frankenstein's monster thing, here's the thing. And I don't know how to explain this, and it's going to spoil it a little bit for you, but not enough because I saw exactly about 20 minutes of the movie. It's not a Frankenstein's monster. It's her character, Bella, was a woman that attempted suicide, and she was not quite dead, but
they robocopped her.
But she was pregnant. And so
are you giving away the whole movie?
No, I'm just giving away how the movie starts. This is the beginning of the movie.
Okay.
She's basically brain dead. So he implants the baby's brain in her head. And I don't know if it's just cause I'm a father. I would need a non-father to see this movie. So you don't know that at first, but then it's explained pretty early on that that's what happened. And sorry if I spoiled that for anybody, but it's again, I walked out of the movie. Here's the thing. 20 minutes into the movie, this character starts doing extreme sexual acts to herself. And I get that it's an adult woman, but I've just been told in the story that she has the brain of an infant. And all I can sit there and as I'm watching the movie is go, is that a little girl that's doing that? And I'm like, I can't be party to this. I can't, I just couldn't continue watching the movie. And like I said, like if only they had set up the story just a little bit differently, because it's like, also she's kind of seemed like a slow adult at the best. She seemed like she's either a little kid or a slow adult. Either way, I can't have that kind of person doing sexual acts. Am I a prude?
So the only thing I can think of is the Shyamalan movie Old. Yes. Which was disappointing. It was a cool enough concept and I didn't love it. But the water at the beach or something. Something's making everybody age crazy.
Yes, I've only seen the hand. I've seen the skeleton hand thumbnail. Yeah.
So,
yes.
So there's like a child that goes into the water and comes out and it's like a teenager.
Yeah.
And these are supposed to be like little kids.
Yeah.
And because they're aging rapidly, like two of them, I remember, like, end up having sex, and the idea it feels good, your body feels good, and like you don't know what you're doing, but like there's some natural instinct that something feels good, and so you do it. That's my only guess, but like I really don't want you to ruin any more of the movie, because I am gonna see it.
That's it. I mean, and again, because me and my girlfriend were sitting there watching the movie, and we both love his movies. I've been waiting to see this movie, and she kind of looks at me and she's like, I'm not really feeling this. And I'm like, I'm not either. It just made me too uncomfortable. And I don't know if that's just me. You know, I mean, I'm wondering if maybe I'll revisit it like again when it's streaming. But it just kind of put me off that I just couldn't break out of the fact that what I was looking at was not actually what was going on. And it made me upset. So I left. That's my review of Poor Things, of which I saw 20 minutes. Congratulations, Coach Solo. If you have not heard the year in review episode 505, I know I announced that I was going to go live on Instagram when we did it, but I forgot, which I wouldn't be me if I hadn't forgotten to do that. But we had our dear friend Travis Rogers here, sitting right here in my workshop. And
Solo is person number two, I believe.
Person number two. We had 42 entries, which is about 0.5% of what listens to this show every month, but fine. That's fine. 42 entries. And I had a random number generator on the screen, and I had Travis hit the button, and everybody was assigned a number on the list. And the number that came up between 1 and 42 was number two. And that was our dear friend, Coach Solo. So Coach Solo, and I know, and LSU Lala in typical fashion was like, over under on the date Brian mails out the watch is, you know, like something sometime in March. Look, that's hurtful. I've just taken the watch off the shelf, and I'm going to put it in my bag right here. I'm going to take it to work tomorrow and probably mail it. But even if I don't, it'll be there for me to mail. So congratulations, Coach Solo.
Congrats, Coach Solo.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one more thing. Our 75 Hard Challenge is happening.
Go through it again.
Okay.
You got to do what? Okay. I know there's some nonfiction reading.
Yep.
Or some
doing reading. That. I'm doing that. So, and I talked about this. I did a bonus Bri where I talked about this. And also, I might have to break out to take a leak during this broadcast, because one of the tenets of this program is you have to drink. So for 75 days straight, you have to each day do two, or the equivalent of two 45-minute workouts,
okay,
one of which needs to be outside. So been going on a fucking shitload of walks. A lot of walking happening. B, you have to maintain some sort of diet. So for me, I've been going almost no carbs. I did cheat with a little bit of movie theater popcorn the other day, but I've been going.
Wait, so it's just do a diet.
A diet. You don't
necessarily
have,
the 75 hard diet.
Yeah, whatever works for you is kind of the idea. Okay. It just kind of, and all these things, it's just
being disciplined.
Yes. About being more intentional about what you do. So that I've been fine there. Here's the other one. Drink a gallon of water every day.
How many pints are in a gallon?
Fuck. It's amazing that you would think I would know that. I'm going to say,
cause I drink, I have pint glasses mostly stolen from various bars over the years.
I love that. I think
that's mostly what I drink out of. And so I drink 16, pints of water.
16, I would say maybe that's eight.
A lot. I definitely have more than eight. Yeah. 16 pints might be more than I'm used to.
Wait, there's 16 pints in a gallon, or there's 16 pints in an, or 16 ounces in a pint. There's a hundred.
How many pints are in a gallon?
Yeah.
1 gallon is 8 pints.
Eight? Oh, you're doing that. You're doing that easy.
I definitely do that.
Yeah. So I have this water, this jug of water that I carry around with me, and it's 64 ounces. So it's a half gallon. And so, but usually I do one of those in the morning, and then I usually work out like around 11. And then while I'm working out, I do another one. But the prop, so there's my gallon. And look, I'm pissing a lot. But the problem is, it's like drinking that much water kind of makes you thirsty for more water. So I'm trying to taper in the afternoon so I'm not getting up and pissing all night. But I end up drinking more water on top of the gallon. And I'm like yesterday on my afternoon walk, my second 45-minute workout, in a 45-minute walk, I took 2 leaks while I was on the walk. And then I barely made it in the house before I had to take a third one. So I'm peeing a lot. So what have we said so far? 2 45-minute workouts. Stick to a diet. One has to be outdoors. Stick to a diet. Gallon of water every day.
Just like reading and shit.
Reading. 10 pages. And this is where I've pivoted because it's the.
Are you doing Jason Stewart reading?
No, of course not. Please. I'm not stewing a book. The rules of the challenge say you need to read 10 pages of a nonfiction self-improvement book. It's actually personal development, to which I say reading 10 pages of a book every day is personal development. Yes. So read anything. I'm reading Chaos, which is about Charles Manson and the CIA. It's fucking fascinating, but it does make it kind of hard to go to sleep at night when you're reading about all these fucking drug dealers.
Charlie Manson before bed.
Yeah, people stabbing the shit out of each other. I think that's all and here's the one I kind of, and look, play it fast and loose with this one. You're supposed to take a progress picture every day, which I mostly have done. Like and here's the thing. If you fail any one of these any day, you're supposed to restart. You know, it's
restart
like
the 75.
Yeah. Yeah. My thing is you're supposed to take a progress picture every day, which I've done. But the problem is my beautiful iPhone mini. I was so proud to have the mini. And a lot of people ask me, hey, what's this phone all about? And I go, I got the mini, and they want to check it out and stuff. They don't make the mini anymore, but my mini is dying. So oftentimes I go to take a picture with this phone and the fucking phone crashes. And then I got to restart. It's a whole thing. So you got to take a progress picture. So I've done, it's been a week. I started a week ago, so I got 67 more days to go, and tons of people from the show are playing along. Darb in the OC is hanging in there. Drew in Phoenix, Super Lee, all these people on our Discord. And if anybody's interested or want to follow along with, there's a Discord page, and I'll put the link in the show notes so people can join and follow along there. Ben906 is there. Nurse Laura, all these people are enjoying it. Jay Stu said he was going to do it, but then he got his ear replaced. And so I think that kind of like was a little much.
he's been through a lot.
Yeah, but it didn't stop him from trolling us about I Love Lucy on Twitter the other day. We missed I Love Lucy. No, Jason, I've seen plenty of I Love Lucy. I'm very familiar with what the show is.
I actually think I've seen over 40 episodes in my life.
That's so much.
Because I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think my mom liked it. Yeah. So, like, she would even enjoy an old rerun or something. But, like, it doesn't mean it was good.
Yeah.
I probably saw 20 episodes of Small Wonder. That was the worst show ever.
Yeah, that is the worst show. You know, I think there only are 20 episodes of Small Wonder. You've probably seen the entire oeuvre of a Small Wonder.
So, what I would say to everybody, I'm like crazy discipline about my workout and like I'll eat kind of the same thing of egg whites with a vegetable every night. I would say, I know that there's like, it takes this long to form a habit, but like you get through the first, maybe 3 weeks of anything like this.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes what you do.
Totally.
I don't know I don't know what like form a habit. I think in 2 weeks or something, I feel like you get through 3 weeks and all of a sudden like, this is what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
But it takes like a few weeks.
Totally. I was so just this weekend, I had something to do at night, and I'd gone through everything that I needed to do in the day. Like I had satisfied all my 75 hard requirements. And then I walked into the kitchen and I just instinctively like had that feeling like I was getting a beer.
Yeah.
And cause it was Saturday and it was like 4 o'clock. And that is the time you grab a beer. That's normal to just grab a beer at that time. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing that right now. And that's the only time and also when we went to the movies, oftentimes I'll get a beer at the movies. So I was at the movies and I kind of had that feeling where, you just have.
Also that popcorn smell in the air. It's like, delicious. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you go wash it down. So it's just those things that you just kind of got to break out of those. And once you break out of those, you're fucking rolling. You're just cruising. Yeah. I'm a 75. I'm going to live my life 75 hard after March 17th, probably.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. You want to talk about some people that died?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now.
It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Tell me who died.
Ed, tell us who died.
Sadly, we lost Victor Alejandro Soto Garcia.
Oh, the?
The Victor Alejandro Soto Garcia.
Yes.
He was a fisherman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
fisherman for scallops.
Oh, those are the ones on the bottom. You got to go down to the bottom to get those.
Yeah. So he had to go get it.
Uh huh. Yep.
And he was off the Mexican coast.
Oh.
And I think last January we learned of another fisherman off there, or maybe a diver.
We just talked about it in the year in review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
22-year-old Victor was killed by a great white.
What?
We got another one.
What? Was it the night? Was
it the same shark?
The 19 footer? Does it say anything about it being a 19 footer?
I don't see any reference to the.
Wow.
But yeah.
This is kind of like, look, we have this effect because we just last episode revisited the time a Mexican diver was murdered by a great white shark. And then a week later, it happens again. We talk about it. And like we talk about Jeffrey Dahmer and then his dad dies the next week. We talk about, a guy getting eaten by a shark in Mexico. A fucking another guy gets eaten by a shark right after we do. There was one that was like major that we did where we talked about somebody and the guy died the next day.
Yeah, we've had that effect.
Yeah, we do that.
The previous show we did, we were talking about divers in Mexico getting eaten by a shark.
R.I.P. What a way to go.
So the shark was the most famous one of the story.
Yes.
But now we're going to go to celebrities.
Yeah.
Cindy Morgan, a.k.a. Lacey Underall from Caddyshack, 69 years old.
Do you want to tie me up with your ties, Ty? Yeah.
Just,
what a
special
moment.
Piece. Yes. From our childhood.
Yeah. Now, what was the deal with Maggie? She was Irish. She was much older.
And then we saw her in another movie.
Yes.
Oh. She wasn't Irish. She was.
What did we see her in?
Oh, she was. I think she was the high school girl that bangs Tom Hulse in Animal House. Like.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Remember
but we didn't review Animal House.
We didn't?
No.
I think he bangs like a girl and he's like, so how old are you? And she's like, oh, well, I've got high school. He's like, how old are you? And she's like, oh, I'm 16 or something like that. And that was the same actress who played Maggie.
Okay. Yeah. I think she was. Okay. Yes. R.I.P. But R.I.P. Lacey Underall, that was a real.
Everybody loved her.
She got him out. She was beautiful.
Only 69 years old.
Yeah, that's very young.
Cause of death listed.
Yeah, too young.
R.I.P. David Soul, a.k.a. Hutch from Starsky and Hutch.
Yep. Man.
He was pretty cool.
Yeah, he had a beautiful solo album. He also, along with Tim Matheson, was one of the rogue San Francisco motorcycle cops that were cleaning up the streets of San Francisco in the Dirty Harry Clint Eastwood movie Magnum Force.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like, and of course, Dirty Harry ends up killing them all. Mostly he gets them to like run off shit on their motorcycle and crash into stuff and break their necks, which is pretty cool. But I feel like these days everybody's so up in arms about San Francisco, which is essentially the same as it's ever been, by the way, just so you know. People are so up in arms about San Francisco that these days the rogue motorcycle cops would be the good guys out there cleaning up the streets, taking the law into their own hands. Like they should remake that movie. and the Magnum Force bad guy cops would be the good guys. R.I.P. David Soul. I bet he got a lot of puss.
Oh, he definitely did. Yep. When people talk about San Francisco and they try to talk in code, they're like,
yeah.
Do there have to be so many homeless people? Yeah. They're really like bumming out my vibe.
Yeah. That's how
people like they talk creatively about, but that's essentially what they're saying.
Exactly.
I don't like seeing the unhoused.
It's it ruins my vacation.
Like I paid a lot of money to be in this city.
I heard they had good restaurants and there's people sleeping on the street in front of these restaurants. What the fuck?
That's not what you're supposed to be concerned about.
Exactly.
Herb Kohl died. The former Milwaukee Bucks owner turned Wisconsin Senator, 88 years old.
I assume he's of Kohl's, the shitty clothes place.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
I don't feel like doing research. So no. Let's say that's who he was.
Yes, where he absolutely. From. I 100%.
It's surprising that a super rich guy that owned a team somehow found his way into the Senate, one of the most important jobs.
What are the odds?
What are the odds?
I bet he got richer when he was in the Senate. I bet he started out really rich.
I didn't know wealth until I got to the Senate.
Yeah, it's so much easier now.
I'm on the. I got pulled aside by Dianne Feinstein. And old Strong Weinstein showed me how to get it done. We lost Richard Romanus, character actor, Sopranos and Mean Streets actor. You'd know him.
Yeah.
But he's also, I saw that name and I looked it up.
Yep.
He's the older brother of the guy who played Mike Damone, 80 years old.
Ron Romanus. Also found out today that I follow his son on Instagram, Richard Romanus. So
really,
just completely random.
The reason you'd be following Richard Romanus.
So this is embarrassing. This is the time I got called out for following skateboarding Instagrams. So embarrassing. There was a time I really wanted a motorcycle. I still kind of do, but I know it's probably not a good idea that I have a motorcycle. So I was following like all these chopper accounts, and this was years ago.
You're right. This is making me sound
bad. I followed this dude in like Venice who had a fucking sweet Harley, and he was like part of this group of motorcycle accounts I followed, and I'd forgotten I followed him until he just made a story today or yesterday about his dad, Richard Romanus, dying. So that's really cool.
Look, I follow a really cool motorcycle account. By the way, Mike Damone's his uncle.
Yes, Mike Damone's his uncle. So I should unfollow. Like, what if this guy finds out I'm a fucking loser guy? He's just like a regular dude. He's not even like a celebrity or anything. He just had a cool bike.
Yeah.
Cool. Some post-locks
cool
and pictures
snake
of
guy likes yes. cool bike guys.
Exactly.
Tom Wilkinson, great actor. He's most people would know him from Batman Begins. He was like the mob boss. He was in Full Monty. He's just really good in everything. 75 years old.
I think he's in that one where George Clooney's the fixer. Michael Roberts.
Collins.
Yeah. He's in. Good he's, movie. Yes. He's in everything. He's great. All right. I mean, not anymore. He's in the ground now. He's dead.
Great.
Yeah, he was great.
Gil de Ferran.
Pretty close.
500 winder in 2003.
Yeah.
56 years old.
Yeah. How did he buy it in the turn three?
I think they said he was on like a private track with his son.
Oh, no.
And they were like racing around. He didn't crash, but I think he died right after it.
Oh, heart attack.
Yeah, I guess so.
R.I.P. I believe he's a French Canadian. Gilles de Ferrin.
Gilles.
Yeah.
Gaston Glock, billionaire inventor of the pistol that bears his name, 94. It's a shame he didn't die from a Glock.
It would be that. This would be the. And because also he was pretty old, too.
94.
Yeah.
It would have been cool if it was like cleaning out his pistol, his Glock, and he.
As,
he's responsible for so many deaths.
Yes. Yes.
I get they're responsible gunners.
Yes, I know. I know.
He's definitely responsible for so many murders.
He is. He definitely is. And also because, and as a non-gun person, it's my understanding that his guns are like way better. Like he's like he. So
notice I didn't say millionaire.
Yes.
I said billionaire.
Yeah, like he kind of figured out how to make, like, he's German, you know? So they're super well engineered and they're like perfect, I think. And look, I preface this, gun guys. I'm not a gun guy. I don't know, but it's my understanding that they're very good. So that's, I mean, it would have been kind of nice if he was, because he's pretty old anyway. He's like, hey, look, my shit is the best. I made the best shit. Like,
it's gonna be the best way to do this.
I should go out with a bang, R. Bud Dwyer style.
To the dome. Like,
yes, yeah. Exactly. R.I.P. Yeah. Gaston Glock.
R.I.P. Joey Meyer, former DePaul basketball player and coach. His dad was a legendary coach, 74 years old. It's hard to believe because they've been dog shit for like 25 years. Yeah. When we were little kids, like Mark Aguirre
was a beast.
Like, DePaul was a real program.
Jesuit College in Chicago.
Yeah.
Also, but look, hey, RIP, 75 years old, you're still Joey. Like, I'm not on a Zencaster call with Eddie Daly right now. The guy manned up and started calling himself Ed. Okay. Like, look, Joey, how about Joe? How about Joseph?
Hey, yo. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. RIP.
And RIP Colin Burgess, AC/DC drummer, 77 years old.
RIP. No changes in AC/DC songs. They just fucking play it straight the whole way through. Okay, let's talk some.
Did you ever hear that one AC/DC song that references fucking? There was like that one song. They were like heavily implying sex.
I love AC/DC. Yes.
I gotta say, yeah. I've always enjoyed AC/DC, but it's pretty funny. Like every song is like, and her engine was wide open.
Yeah, I like Whole Lotta Rosie because it's about fucking a girl of a particular size.
During time.
No. Yeah. She's a large. Rosie's a larger woman, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
So about, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, the best running back in the NFL was Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, didn't he hold out and... At like all NFL players, he just lost that year's money and got the same contract he would have got if he just played.
Yeah, because he's a running back, and it was right around the time they figured out running backs. Like, we can fuck them.
Yeah, these guys are going head first in the line, so just give us a whole bunch of them. Just have, like, when this guy breaks down, we'll have another one coming up. So, what's he doing? What's he doing these days? Is he on the chess tour? Is he out there? Is he making speeches, motivational speeches?
Well, this is the thing. He did want to get more intimate with his followers, so he just joined OnlyFans.
Oh.
I gotta say, yeah. I don't follow anyone on OnlyFans, and
yes,
you know, I certainly don't pay money to dudes on OnlyFans. But if I were gonna watch somebody jerk off, I'd love a guy who could change directions, go either hand. I could see him in a swivel chair doing a little spin move while he does it. Like, he probably is pretty great at giving himself hand jobs.
Jeez, man. I mean, I assume. So, like, recently, Drea De Mateo, Adriana LaServa, huge fan. Huge fan. She recently launched an OnlyFans. And now, I haven't subscribed, but I'm nearly positive that she's not, in fact, nude on OnlyFans. She's just, like, scantily clad. But I don't think... Right.
So she's just doing Maxim magazine?
Yes, like, yes. So...
Levian's definitely getting it out.
That's what I'm saying. So Bella Thorne, who's like a ingenue, she did this a couple years ago where she'd launched an OnlyFans and she wasn't naked on the OnlyFans. And people were like, this is bullshit. Well, she made $2 million the first day and she wasn't even naked. So there is a lane for these attractive stars, one-time stars, to have this avenue where they can, you know, deal directly with their fans, and they don't have to, you know, they're not putting toys inside themselves. Now, Le'Veon Bell, I don't think can do that. I don't think
you saw nuance in his performance.
I don't think,
but he does what I said. Yeah. Get in a swivel chair, do some spin moves, switch hands, change speeds. Yeah. You know, he could do it all.
Yeah.
He was a great running back.
He was really good. And I'm sure he's going to be great on OnlyFans.
This next story makes me sad. ESPN apologized, and I'm assuming they were forced to apologize by some complaints. Yeah. During the Sugar Bowl broadcast, they did some live scenes from Bourbon Street, and they showed a woman flashing her breasts.
Get those titties out. Look, that's what they do there.
And they apologized for it.
Of course they did. This is yet another reminder that Justin Timberlake should be in prison for hanging what's her name? Janet Jackson out to dry. On the Super Bowl.
Our puritanical country.
Flashing that titty.
I remember when Stern played the clips of the woman who was like, took the charge in Congress, and she's like, I asked my son what he thought. And he said, Mommy, I think it was nasty.
Yes, I remember this.
What? Then have a conversation with your son that he's a fucking weirdo.
You could barely, and I remember watching that, and I think it was a 2002 Super Bowl, and I remember being like, hey, was that a titty? Like, everyone was like, not quite sure.
Yeah, I was at a bar and everyone's like, I think we saw her tits, but like, who cares? Yeah, like, great.
She had like a Velcroed top, and they were both like, oh, we wardrobe malfunction. We didn't know that was going to happen.
And Justin Timberlake just totally sold her out.
Totally. Because he's a piece of shit. He's the worst. Garbage. Fuck him.
Speaking of pieces of shit.
Oh, yeah.
After Aaron Rodgers said Jimmy Kimmel was on the Epstein list on the Pat McAfee show, the late night host threatened legal action. And I get Kimmel, like, you don't want that rumor getting out there.
Yes.
I get that Aaron Rodgers is just a not funny person trying to be funny.
Yeah. Yes.
But like, you're famous. You do not want to be rumored to even be in that.
The funniest part. Yeah.
Of the rumors, or not the of the list, is fucking Hawking on there.
Oh yeah, it's great. Well, the funniest part is how everybody had all the wheelchair people chambered to make memes out of Hawking showing up to Epstein Island.
I saw like seven memes within an hour.
So good. I was telling,
and they're all good.
My son brought it up to me, and I was like, yeah. I'm like, Hawking was known, like, you know, he was a real
done stories.
Yeah, he was a real cocksman. Yeah, he would show up to some swingers club in San Bernardino, and my son was like, but he lived in England, and I'm like, I know. He would like be on speaking tours, and he'd hit the local swingers clubs, and look, let him have. I mean, he shouldn't be chilling with under
minors,
coerced people who are underage, of course. But you know, the guy couldn't move, so if he wants to go to a strip club or whatever, legally, let him have it. It's the minor aspect that we don't care about. I'm of two minds with the Aaron Rodgers thing because, yes, Aaron Rodgers is real dumb. Like, he seems really dumb, and he thinks
he's funny, yes, and the life of the party, and he isn't.
That's the two things that are, that's the two worst things you can say about a person. He's a dumb guy that thinks he's smart, and he's an unfunny guy that thinks he's funny. But Jimmy Kimmel is the cretin that called for unvaccinated people to die on his talk show. So I can't really, I mean, I'm trying to think of if Aaron Rodgers said this about somebody I liked, I would probably be more anti-Aaron Rodgers, who I don't like, but also Jimmy Kimmel can go fuck himself.
I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel, but yeah, I've found him entertaining enough.
Yeah, I used to like him, but then he got on board with some shit I don't care for, and, you know, I'm done with him now. He can fuck off.
Just a reminder that cash is king. Felony charges against Jackson Mahomes have been dismissed in Kansas. The video was out there.
Yeah, we watched it. He was grabby as hell.
Someone against their will.
Yes, he was grabbing. She had to push him away. He's a very big dude.
Yeah, his brother, his dad was a pro athlete. His brother is a pro athlete. Like, he's built like a pro athlete.
He was squeezing and grabbing and enforcing.
And she was not
his will. She was not into it. And also, honestly, like, I didn't really think she was his type. Wait, no. He dances on TikTok and stuff. I thought he would just be into something else.
Thought he would be dancing his way to a big ragu kind of situation.
Exactly. Yes, a much bigger ragu. But look, like I always say, if you're gonna do a murder, do it in a small town. If you're gonna be grabby where you're in the city where your brother's the quarterback. You know, you're good to go.
If you're going to do a murder, don't do it while studying abroad in a small town in Italy. No.
Ed, she's factually innocent. She just happened to live with the girl.
Adjacent to a murder, don't do it in a small town.
The murderer left a shit in the toilet. Like, they knew who did the murder the whole time.
She was so weird about it. She was so weird. I get it. This was a lot of Italian police incompetence, but I don't blame incompetent police for figuring she must have done it because she was a fucking weirdo and a half.
Yes, I agree. She
didn't do it. Yes. I get she didn't do it, but I also don't blame people for thinking she did.
She was doing yoga poses during the interrogation, which is a little weird. Like, I would be like, hey, should we just maybe check her bedroom again check the knife? Are you sure? 100%.
Fox News apologized for listing White Sox legend Frank Thomas as dead in their in memoriam. I would say all of those penis ads he does, we would say his career is dead.
Yes. I mean, I imagine based on that nickname, he killed a lot of pussy in his day. You know, I mean,
the big hurt.
Big hurt is putting a lot. Maybe that's what they were memorializing, all the hurting he's done in his life. But that's so weird when they just ran. Was there another guy named? Because look, Frank Thomas saved some first names for the rest of us. That's a pretty common name. So was there another Frank Thomas that went to Auburn?
I would say it's a safe bet.
Yeah.
That 24 guys named Frank Thomas died last year.
At least. Yes. Good point. Yeah.
So, Carolina Panthers fans started a petition to try to force new owner David Tepper to sell the team after he was fined for tossing his drink at a heckler at one of their last games of the year.
I mean, breaking news, whoever owns your favorite sports team is a huge piece of shit. Like, you're just now realizing, you better sell. And what? And have Dolly Parton buy the team? Like, whoever owns your team or wants to buy your team, huge piece of shit. Unless it's Shad Khan, who we love.
I think Panthers fans are just totally spoiled because Jerry Richardson, they were in a situation I'm so thankful that Daniel Snyder had so much sexual harassment and racism and shit. Yeah. But they had a guy get grabby and they forced their old piece of shit owner to sell like 3 years ago or 5 years ago. And so they just think like, oh, well, we don't like how our team is the worst in the NFL. So we'll just get a petition. He's a rich guy that was fined $300,000 because he threw a drink at someone. That's and I lot. Promise you, he has not even felt it for a second that he had to pay $300,000.
No, absolutely not. And also, look, don't throw a drink on somebody, but maybe we don't heckle the fucking owner of the team. You know, maybe we shut the fuck up and mind our own business and just watch the game. And we don't personally insult somebody that's at their job. All right. Like, look, I don't fuck him and fuck every billionaire pretty much.
Yeah, but fuck heckling also.
Fuck heckling.
I'm sure he's a piece of shit.
Definitely a piece of shit. He's a billionaire.
But guess what?
Yeah.
He is by no means. The NFL's like, all right, we took our $300,000. Yeah. We do not care whatsoever about this guy.
Absolutely.
At this point.
Yeah. Did Riverboat Ron get fired? And did he get fired?
He sure did.
Did he get fired for fucking me on that 2-point conversion a couple weeks ago? Because he fucked my ass that day. Like, that had to be the nail in the coffin. They're like, the owners probably follow Silver Point Sports, and they got fucked on their +3 on that game. So Riverboat Ron had to go. R.I.P.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
A bad coach.
Yeah. Good dude.
So he had to go.
Cross-eyed.
Whoopi Goldberg was left speechless after learning NFL tight end Tony Gonzalez is her cousin. I don't know about you, but I've been looking at her for years being like, she is definitely pro athlete, a Hall of Fame football player's cousin.
Do you think Tony Gonzalez is like, thank God I didn't hit it? Like, he was probably pretty close. He's like,
I bet they ran in the same circles. Yeah.
Could you imagine if I would have fucked Whoopi Goldberg?
Tony.
Whoopi Goldberg is one of those. She's like Engelbert Humperdinck, where that is not her given name. Her real name's Karen Johnson. she changed it to Whoopi Goldberg.
I have to say, I have to be thankful for a Whoopi Goldberg because in high school, freshman year in high school,
you jerked off to Sister Act 2. You sick fucking bastard. You are disgusted, Ed.
But I had to do a book report, and I did The Color Purple, and I rented The Color Purple. Mrs. Van de Sand. Yeah. And I watched the movie, and I never read a page of the book.
Of course not.
And I got a good grade on it.
Of course you did.
Then I had a different teacher sophomore year, and I had to do another book report, and I was like, let's roll the dice and see if I can just do Color Purple. And I did it.
Twice. Yeah.
Junior year, different English
teacher. What are they doing letting you pick your own book?
I don't remember. There was like, you had to pick a theme, and I tied in Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi Goldberg. I tied in Color Purple to anything. Like, we had to do something on race. We had to do something on inequality. We had to do something on women's empowerment. I just kept picking junior year, Color Purple.
Never read it again. No.
Senior year.
No, you did not. Stop it.
Guess who was my teacher again? Mrs. Van de Sand.
She didn't remember.
She didn't remember it. It was 3 years ago. Think of how many book reports she's. I did. Color Purple again. 4 years? Never read a page of that book, and I did 4 book reports, and thanks to renting Whoopi Goldberg in The Color Purple. So.
And now you didn't rewatch The Color Purple every time because no one should be sentenced to that. So you just watched it once. One time, and then you just reworked the original paper.
I just reread the old paper, and I was like, oh, yeah, that happened. Danny Glover tuned somebody up. Oprah shows up at some point. That's it. I get it.
Yeah. No. Nice job.
And
nice
I just work. Punched it up. That's by impressive. Senior year, I had to punch it up with a few 25-cent words. Now,
were I an English teacher, I would not assign anything that you got to read a book for. Or that, I mean, that there's a movie of the book. Like,
right.
You know, like my daughter was complaining. She's like, oh, man, I got to write this paper on The Crucible. I didn't even read it. And I'm like, well, there's a fucking movie. And she's like, I know.
Lewis is good in it.
Yeah. She's like, I know. I don't know if I want. I'm like, what? Just watch the fucking movie. Like, it's a get out of jail free card. Just watch the goddamn movie. And then you've read the book. Yes. Just do that.
Yeah. Don't read the book. No, kids. Never read the book.
Never read the book. What
finally,
else?
Yep. There was a Pop-Tart bowl, and the Pop-Tart mascot everybody loved because he like danced around, and then the team ate him at the end.
Oh no, they didn't. What? No.
They did.
What?
They did.
Oh my god.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Well, he was played, and I take issue with this headline writer.
Yeah.
He was played by a beloved former NBA mascot.
Yeah. Oh, well, hold on. Let me guess. Was it Ted Gianulis, the San Diego Chicken? My favorite
that
mascot? Dancing Barry? Yeah.
Okay. Or you could say, you know, the Fanatic or Dancing Barry with his coked up.
Gritty. What about Gritty? Gritty is beloved.
Is Gritty only the Flyers, or does he do Sixers too?
I think he's the Flyers, but he's much like the San Diego Chicken, Ted Gianulis. He is so beloved that he's bigger than just being the Flyers mascot. Like, he could show up to shit and just be Gritty. Yeah.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, this is Benny the Bull. And you know what? When you say he's beloved, what you're saying is I find the Michael Jordan era beloved. Yeah. Nobody gave a shit about Benny the Bull. Nobody ever. Like, San Diego Chicken was relevant even when San Diego Sports wasn't.
Yeah, of course. Yes. And look, I honestly, I can't picture Benny the Bull right now. If you said the Phoenix Gorilla and the Phoenix Gorillas doing a fucking somersault off the aerobics trampoline and fucking dunking between his legs, almost hitting his nuts on the rim. Yeah, I know, but he's beloved. Although I did watch part of a Lakers Suns game because everyone knows I'm a huge Lakers fan. The new Suns Gorilla looks a little shabby. It's like they haven't got a new costume since 1993
when Kevin fur is like wearing.
Yes, yeah, and it's like kind of like too long. Like he's stepping on the suit. It's much like when Jim Belushi is hanging out with the ape in Trading Places, which Jason Stewart believe we liked.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Did you say you like this movie?
Now. Now, is this a Ragnar situation? Like, is Benny the Bull allowed to freelance as the Pop-Tart, or how's this work?
Maybe he held out for six figures and they're like,
you go back,
find something else to do.
Back
go be a Pop-Tart that gets eaten.
Yeah, go be Benny. Back to being a hall monitor at Pete Chalitsky's rich ass high school. You can't be Ragnar anymore. Okay. Breaking news that I'm going to tell you after we play this song.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless shit.
I was at my office today, Ed, and I came out of the restroom from one of my 78 trips because I urinate so much now. I come out and I'm listening to my dear friend, good friend of the show, Travis Rogers. I'm listening to his talk show.
Locked on Rams?
No, that's his podcast that he does about the Rams, which, Ed, I don't know if you know this.
Every day?
5 days a week, Rams? Even in the offseason?
I knew. I stayed quiet while you guys were discussing, but I listened to Locked on Knicks or Locked on Orioles.
You shut up.
It's like
you're part of the Locked on?
It's a whole network of every team.
Yeah, I know.
So right now, I know that they do a Locked on Orioles every day. I don't listen until baseball season, but I know that it's like a daily thing.
It's daily. You know why it's called Locked on, right?
No.
Because the guy that started it is the play-by-play guy for the Utah Jazz, David Locke, which is
it's as bad as when the Charlotte Bobcats were named after their owner, Bob
Johnson. The guy started BET.
Started BET.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So I come out of the bathroom and I got the show playing through my computer there on my desk, and I come out and I go, what? not my buddy Trav. I hear a familiar voice. It's Manuel and Gardenia calling in. Apparently got off the night shift, and he called in the Travis Rogers show, and these guys, Travis Rogers and his co-host Alan Sliwa, they were licking Manuel's nuts like Jesus Christ himself had come onto the program. I had never seen or heard such idol worship. It was disgusting. And I couldn't even make out, because, you know, Manuel makes no sense. I didn't even hear what they were talking.
Because it's live, Manuel actually heard it. Yeah. Like, this segment, he hasn't
never
heard.
Never listened. And then they were worshiping Manuel to the extent Manuel finally was like, look, guys, I gotta go. Like, he had had enough of them. He was like, oh God, this is too much. I'm out of here. Like, this is okay, guys.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So apparently still working the night shift from what I could glean from the conversation. And you look alive and well, calling into talk shows, not locked up or, you know, wherever else. So congratulations, Manuel and Gardenia. Let's do a couple voicemails here. No, I see here, doesn't appear we have any voicemails from our dear friend Katie Shady, who I have to say, Ed, I spent the new year with friend of the show, Katie Shady. What a delight. What a just salt of the earth. Her and the husband that came over. I made steaks. She made potatoes. Fucking champagne. We just chilled out.
She made some tots.
I know.
Motor Pub tots.
I know. I got to go to Motor Pub to get the tots. So delightful to spend some time with really one of my favorite people in the world, Katie Shady. We should have another contest that I can fix for her to win. Let's think of one.
That's right.
All right. Here's a call. Hello.
Hey, Brian and Ed. Jeff in Denver.
Oh, Jeff in Denver.
First off, Happy New Year to you both.
You too, buddy.
Let's get that bullshit out of the way that you have to say for the next fucking month.
Nope. It's only to the 4th.
Larry David yeah. Made it clear. 4th is the limit.
January 4th is the last time you say it.
I have a question for you guys. I need your honest answer. So I have a 10-year-old daughter, and for Christmas, she wanted a snake. And I'm going to try to give my daughter what she wants.
Fuck yeah. So, what a dad. Now, do you go ball python? That's the starter snake, Jeff. Everybody starts the ball python. Yeah. That's the one, because they call it that because it wraps itself up in a little ball. Ball python is usually the starter. You can also go with the red tail boa. You either get the ball python or the red tail boa. That's what you start out with. Let's see what he went with.
She doesn't end up Zoe Portland, and someone that listens to this podcast takes advantage of her later.
Zoe Portland is a quasi porn star that Dolomite D had sex with, FYI.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yep. Good for him.
You can look up her work. I believe she's in the MILF category.
Okay.
Her life. But so I got her the snake.
Good for you.
Does that make me a snake guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope not, but I'd like to know. Appreciate it.
Yep. You're a snake family.
I respect being a good dad.
Yep.
Coming through. But if my kids asked for a snake, they just wouldn't get it.
No.
And I would make up some bullshit. Dad's allergic to snakes or whatever.
Allergic to snakes. They're not buying that bullshit. You'd have to come up with something better than that.
There's no snakes coming in my house under any circumstance. I appreciate you're a good dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would put my foot down. There's no snakes in my home ever.
I like that. This Christmas, my daughter demanded that she be given a cat. And look, a cat lives here, okay? And I think that's how she thought she could pull it off. Because there is a cat that lives in this home, Kevin. Everyone knows our cat, Kevin. This is my girlfriend's cat. My daughter only lives here half the time. And she's like, Dad, I'll take care of it. You just get the cat, I'll take care of it. And I'm like, yeah. And then the day after Christmas, you leave, and you're gone for 5 fucking days. And then I got a cat. I don't want a cat. I can't take care of a cat. I don't know how to deal with a cat. So, yeah, similarly, Ed, as you would not purchase a snake, I would not buy a cat. But Jeff in Denver, he's a better guy than us. They're a snake family.
He's a good dad.
Yeah, and he's,
but he's a snake guy, though.
Yeah, he's feeding that snake those little mice, which is something I can't do because I'm rodent phobic. I'm not as scared of snakes, but I have a rodent phobia, so I could not do the snake feeding because they freak me out. And you know what I learned from that documentary Rats, Ed, is they think rodent phobia is from the Black Plague. They think people that are afraid of rats, that's in our DNA, because rats used to mean certain death back in the day. So
used to mean death for 20% of the population.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Happy New Year, Jeff, by the way. That's awesome. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, Brian, Ed, what's up? It's Dave in Salt Lake.
Dave, great guy.
I hope you guys had a great Christmas.
Fuck, I bet it was a tough Christmas for Dave because he's working the gate.
Oh,
toughest job at the airport.
Wasn't it a quick wedding? Didn't he have to go to a wedding?
Oh,
or was it
in
like
Chicago.
I thought it was like by the end of the year. It was a quick one.
Yes, I think it was around Christmas. Maybe that's what he's going to tell us about. David, by the way, been pretty quiet. Haven't heard anything from you about 75 Hard. You punk out on that?
I suspect he's going to talk about that now.
Once a Marine, always a Marine, buddy. Let's hear.
And happy new year. I'm just walking out of work, snowing for the first time, really, actually. But anyway, I got a couple people for the old.
Oh, old people, young guys.
Or sorry, yeah, the old people, the young people. What is it? They look older than they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Old young guys.
Dreyfus. I don't think he's on the list, but damn, that dude looked old in 95. And in Jaws, I think he was like 29.
Stop it.
29 years old. And he looked.
I never even thought about this, Ed. I mean, Richard Dreyfuss is alive today. I thought he was 59 in Jaws.
Yeah. I think David is right. I think he was pretty young in Jaws.
Wow.
Yeah, like mid 90s, Mr. Holland's Opus. Yeah. He's 79 years old.
What about Bob? What about Bob? And what about Bob? I thought he was 67.
Baby steps.
Yeah, that was in the 80s. Good. That's a good one. We're going to put him on the list. The list is, I mean, we're going to have to figure out this list because I've even left a bunch of people off and there's like a million people on it and they're all good people. This is the greatest tournament of all time.
Looked 44. And I also was thinking Ron Perlman, that dude.
Yes.
He's always looked old.
Yes. Seriously. Here's the problem with Ron Perlman. He's the beast.
He looks like a lion.
Yeah, he looks like a different species. Like, he's the beast. He's Hellboy. He's great. Don't get me wrong. Nothing. Props to Ron Perlman. But he just kind of is, he just looks like his own thing. I don't think he really belongs in the old young guy bracket. What do you think, Ed?
Yeah, I agree. He doesn't look human.
No.
Like, when he's yes. the henchman.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he's the henchman in Drive.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He's like a big old gorilla on this island.
Yeah.
He doesn't look human.
Richard Dreyfuss. He's on there. I mean, when Richard Dreyfuss, remember he does the voice in Stand By Me? He's the voice of Will Wheaton grown up or whatever. That dude is like, you'd assume he's telling the story from an old man perspective.
Right. Hold on, there's it's like a Christmas story. It's the old man talking about
yes.
his childhood.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that is actually a good submission. Hold on, Dave's got more.
So, not sure of his age though. I'm still pretty sad about losing the Luke Leon watch.
Oh.
Congrats, Coach Solo. I think
yeah.
there may have been some nefarious activity. but anyway, congrats. And I had something else to tell you guys. Can't wait this, but one more person for the old person list. Brian, you're in great shape. You are. You look great. Good looking guy.
Thanks.
Take care of your body, but the gray hair.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say you look 55.
What?
But that's no.
Whoa! He put you on the list.
You make me laugh.
What?
So that's three for you.
First he called.
All right, guys. Take care. And
wow,
love Travis and you guys on the year in review. See ya.
Brian Beckner. Hold on, I'm gonna put me on the list. I was reviewing recently, like one of my old Instagram stories just from like a couple years ago, Ed. And I was like, holy shit, I fucking look so much older now. Now, I don't look 55 because I always looked young. So I've kind of aged into my actual age. But yeah, I got the poly walnuts going, Ed.
I got the poly walnuts too.
Yeah, it's a great look.
Keep it very tight on the side.
Yeah. No, that's a good look.
But my hair on the side is like all gray.
Yeah.
I look like either Paulie Walnuts or the boss in Spider-Man.
J. Jonah Jameson. Yeah.
Yeah.
J. Jonah Jameson is actually, because you kind of have that J. Jonah Jameson haircut.
And you, sort of.
Yeah. And you got that, thick ass head of hair.
Full on flat top.
Yeah.
I don't have a flat top.
Yeah. Well, look, David Bray, I mean, very hurtful. By the way, really, I really feel attacked there. Now, I won't.
You know who probably feels good about it, though?
Travis Rogers.
Travis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Travis Rogers, I mean, RIP. If you want to do a murder, either do it in Kansas City or do it on this talk show about our dear friend Telly, because Telly has not survived what Travis Rogers did to him. RIP. Okay, a couple emails. Baller, season's greetings to you. Red Circle patron here. Really love the show, and I listen every week. With the downtime this week, I listened to episodes 100, 90210 recap. That's a classic.
Classic.
We had the two foremost experts on the show, 90210. I actually know of someone that does a 90210 podcast, and I one time sent her that episode. I go, oh, I know you do a 90210 podcast. I go, but I had the two foremost experts in the world on 90210 do an episode with me, and I sent it to her, and I never heard back from her.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just really. I mean, maybe she was just shamed.
She was floored by our knowledge.
Two more knowledgeable people. And 101, A Very Brady Christmas. That was a good one. I really enjoyed both, but unfortunately, there was a certain dark cloud hanging over them, dragging the rest of the team down like a boat anchor. I wonder if you take a page from T. Swift's playbook and re-record some of these in other milestone shows, only without that bad energy poisoning the tank. Or maybe revisit some of these themes. I think Ed and Travis probably have another 6 or 7 episodes worth of compelling 90210 analysis. For example, anyway, keep steering the ship into 2024. Yours, Chris and Austin. Jeez, Chris, can a man catch a break around here? You know what would be good, though, is maybe Thanksgiving. You guys could do that Thanksgiving episode where Steve Young comes over and tosses the ball, the football, has a catch. He has a catch outside with Brandon.
Steve Sanders catches the winning pass for him.
That's right.
But we could either Travis and I watch it and we explain it to you.
Yeah.
Or we all watch it and discuss it.
I believe I've seen it, but in the sense that I knew Steve Young shows up. That's how much I know.
But yeah, that could be our Thanksgiving episode. That would be good.
Yeah. Hello, Brian. I'm a passive listener. I love this. I love when people call to tell you that they're not that big of a fan. Hey, hello, Brian. I'm a passive listener, but I'm team current episode and team every episode and have been a listener since the Friday Facts. Well, those are incongruous. You're contradicting yourself there. If you haven't done the drawing for the watch yet, I'm ready to ask to be included. If I already missed it, that's on me. I love the show, and I'll try to drop a voicemail once in a while going forward. Hope you had a great Christmas, and wishing you a fantastic 2024. Keep balling. That's from Alex and Indy. Well, I get what you're saying, Alex. You must be a passive listener if you're team current, because I mentioned that stupid fucking watch on every show for 3 months straight. And I said, I'm going to give it away on the year in review episode. Like, you had plenty of chances to hear when we were giving it away. And yes, you did miss it. Yeah.
Also, he's just referring to you. So I can't help you, Alex. I was going to try to help you, but you just addressed it to Brian.
They call me the other guy. Thank you for that, Alex. Here's another one. I want in on 75 hard. I'm going hard starting today. Let's get it. I appreciate the encouragement to do it. I would like to join the Discord if I can. Thanks. That's Scott from Utah, currently in Phoenix. Scott, and he did send this on the day that we all started, January 2nd. So Scott, the Discord link is in the, show notes, and if you can't get on, hit up my man Drew in Phoenix on Twitter, because I don't know if you have to be invited or what. Look, I'm not the guy here. So yeah, I put the link in the show notes, so feel free to join. Anybody, look, you can start now. We're all doing it. It's really fun, and we're all talking to each other about it, and We're just rolling. We're just fucking, we're sober and shit. Like, we're just fucking living our best lives, taking our progress pictures, drinking our water, talking about things that are not sports. Wait, is this what I play here? It is, right? It's been so long.
That's the sports. Non-sports. Well, it's time for non-sports.
Oh, it's time for non-sports. That's right. See?
Yeah, this is... I forget the buttons. It's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. 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 I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports. Non-sports. Non-sports segment.
Ed, in typical Brian fashion, I do have a cheat sheet that tells me what buttons do what, and I just, I try to guess. You know, I just go, oh, I'm just going to push the button I think I need right now. And look, a lot of times I'm wrong. A lot of times I make a mistake. Ed, what's going on in the not sports portion of the program? The subscriber-only portion.
A Wisconsin University Chancellor, I believe the school is Wisconsin La Crosse.
Yep.
Ooh. He was fired over an ongoing porn career with his wife as the Sexy Happy People.
Well, hold on. Is there? See, this is AP, so there ain't going to be any links.
Well, I'm looking at. There's a still shot.
Yeah.
Them actually, fucking would be a great still shot for the show. Okay. It's not fucking. It looks like.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.